poll shows Trump gradually closing gap in key Rust Belt states. By Hannah Blow on August 5, 2020. A Restoration PAC poll released Wednesday revealed a positive trend for the president, who appears to be gradually closing the gap on Joe Biden's sizable lead in the key Rust Belt states Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. The latest survey, taken July 13 to 27 among 600 likely voters in each state, showed President Trump narrowing the gap in each state compared to June's results, which had the former vice president up by double digits in every state. In June, the former vice president led Trump by 17.5% in Michigan, 16.5% in Wisconsin, and 11.7% in Pennsylvania. The latest results shows his lead shrinking in each state. He now leads by 11% in Michigan, 12.8% in Wisconsin, and 5.4% in Pennsylvania. "I believe the race appears to be turning in the president's direction," Restoration PAC founder and President Doug Truax said in the press release. "Americans seem to be reaching out to President Trump to stop the dismantling of our country's traditions, statues, and way of life." The survey's margin of error is +3%. Restoration PAC has made waves in recent weeks after launching a $2 million ad buy in Wisconsin and $2.5 million ad buy in Michigan, highlighting what some call Biden's worst campaign moment. The ad features a clip of then-Senator Biden touting his resume at a New Hampshire campaign event on April 3, 1987 and unleashing a host of fabrications. "I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. I went to law school on a full academic scholarship. The only one in my class," Biden tells a man in the clip. "I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees, he continued, adding that he would be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like. As Breitbart News reported, all of those claims, as Restoration PAC highlights, proved to be false, something the New York Times even reported later that year. Biden did not graduate in the top half of his class in law school. He was not named the outstanding student in his college political science department. He did not graduate with 3 degrees, nor did he go to law school on a full academic scholarship. Nonetheless, Biden claimed that his recollection was inaccurate. His lies were eventually forgotten following the eruption of his plagiarism scandal, leading to his departure in the race." According to Restoration PAC, the ad was highly effective in a recent wide-ranging focus group testing both Republican and Democratic TV ads, giving it the potential to prove devastating for Biden. President Trump narrowly defeated Hillary Clinton in all three states in 2016 by less than 1 percentage point.